you want to learn how to dominate the GRE exam and you want to get into PT school, watch this, listen to this as many times as you need to, because I'm about to show you exactly how. Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we help you get into physical therapy school without wasting time or money. Our goal with these episodes is to give you clarity, confidence, and control over your ability to get into your dream schools as a future physical therapist. So if that's you, you are on the right podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode and other episodes, be sure to share them out with other friends, other pre-PT friends who you believe would value every single episode. We're here to help you get one step closer to your dream. And before we start this episode, we want to give you access to some of our best resources to help you get accepted into PT school despite having low GPAs, previous rejections, GRE struggles, and more. So go to www.ptschoolacceptance.com and we will take care of you from there. Have a blast listening to this particular episode. And if you enjoy it, be sure to share it out with other friends who you believe would value it as well. So right now, currently, I'm not in my office, so you can tell the background's a little different. For those of y'all that are new, there's usually a different background. We just finished a one-day workshop with students that flew into Clearwater, Florida to work with myself and Casey Coleman directly to help them build some irresistible PT school applications. And we talked about everything, GRE, GPA, school selection, all the different pieces. But the GRE was one of the most important conversations we had, so I'm gonna have it with you. Is that cool? So what I heard today was the fact that a lot of them have just not had anyone really break down the GRE for them. And most of them just feel like, okay, like, do I just work harder? Do I study longer? Do I go cover to cover on the prep book that I've been given or the one that I've bought? And the answer is no. And a lot of students struggle because they've just never known how to actually do well on a standardized exam, or they've had passed the standardized test they did not do well on. And so I'm going to show you exactly how to do it, but in three steps. Now, keep in mind, in this training right here, there's certain things that we won't have time to get into. I'm just gonna keep it 100. Like, we have students that hire us to work with them directly, to walk them step by step through not only this, but every other part of their application. So by the end of this training, I'm going to give you an opportunity. If after this you're like, yo, this was super helpful, but I actually want help step by step through all of this, I'm going to give you an opportunity by the end to schedule a call with one of our team members so that we can talk to you directly, help you figure out where you're at, where you're stuck, and what your game plan needs to be to not only dominate the GR, but also get into PT school with a very, very high success rate. Is that cool? So side note, for those of y'all that do not know, my name is Joe Suskugi. I'm a physical therapist, one of the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind, that logo right there. We're for years, since 2014 now, we've been helping students get into PT school without wasting time or money. And currently our students have a 92 plus first time acceptance rate, like success rate, like, so a very, very high success rate for the students that we work with. So a lot of it is based off of understanding how the game actually works, understanding how the schools make their decisions, understanding how to pick the right programs, but also having the right guidance, the right frameworks, and the right support system to make that happen. So in a nutshell, that's what we do. And if you're wondering if you should listen to us, we've just worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of students who have had anywhere from 2.4 GPAs to as many as 5+ years of having previous rejections before working with our team, and they all get into PT school. So if that was enough, listen to this, because this is important. The reason why I even say some of those things is because when you guys are online and listening to different pieces of advice, most of us are listening to opinions, right? Opinions don't get you far because anyone can give an opinion. Opinions are free. But when we talk about stuff on this platform, we're talking about things that we have seen work over and over and over again. These are proven principles that if you just trust them, you will absolutely crush it. In fact, that's one of the key things that I told the students in this room. I was like, listen, if you can follow the principles and trust them, knowing that they worked for other people just like you, then that's it. If you trust them and actually act like it, you'll do great. If you listen to a video like this or listen to a podcast episode like this and you're like, man, that was kind of cool, but I'll still keep doing my own thing, but then it won't do anything for you, and you'll be just as stuck afterwards as you were before listening to this. Same thing I tell the students in here. I was like, listen, if y'all take what we tell you and actually do it, we're not giving you opinions. We're telling you how this thing works. We're telling you the psychology of it. We're telling you actual tactics that have worked for other people just like you. And if you do them, they have been proven. Does that make sense? And so for the GRE, let's dive into it. I'm gonna break this down into three steps. Like I said, I don't have enough time to go through all the bits and pieces and the details. We have programs that students pay us for that directly. And by the end, if you're like, yo, I want y'all to just take me through this whole thing and make sure that I have a really high chance of getting into PT school, I will give you that opportunity by the end of this training. Is that cool? So let's talk about GRE. So I'm gonna break down these three steps into mind, plan, and execute, okay? Can y'all put that in the comments below? For those of y'all listening to this on YouTube, can y'all put mind, plan, and execute in the chat below. This is very, very important. And I'm doing it in that order because that's the order you should be approaching the GRE if you want to crush it. Is that cool? So number one, mind. So for the mind, one thing we have to understand is if we're going to do our best for the GRE, we need to be able to stay locked in here, right? Meaning that when I am studying, I need to be in a position where I'm actually internalizing what I'm looking at, right? Let me ask you a question. Like, how many times have you ever studied for something, but 20 minutes in, 30 minutes in, an hour in, you were like, whoa, like, what have I been looking at this whole time? It's almost like you were on autopilot, kind of like when you're driving somewhere and as you're driving, you suddenly show up there and you're like, how did I get here? It's almost like your brain went into autopilot, but you weren't actually present. Has that ever happened to you? I asked that question here in this room earlier too, and they were like, yep, mm-hmm. That's a lot of times what happens on the GRE. So a lot of times when someone tells me, well, I studied an hour a day, or I studied 2 hours a day, or I studied, one time I heard someone say they studied 6 hours a day for the GRE. That's a lot, don't do that. But they were studying 6 hours a day. My first question is, how much of that time is actually spent like locked in, where you're actually focused and actually internalizing the material? Because if that's not what's happening, you're just using up time, but it's not working for you. Does that make sense? Right? So when I talk about the mind, I'm saying, what are the things that we need to do to make sure that we are sharp and locked in, so that whenever I'm studying, even if it's an hour a day, when I'm actually taking the GRE as well, I'm actually locked in mentally because I focused on my mind. So how do I do that? Well, the first part is taking care of your body, right? So literally, I know when you came here, you were like, yo, just tell us all the tricks about the GRE, how to, how to get a better score on the quantitative section. We will get there. But a lot of students don't want to hear what I'm telling you right now. But this is it. Like, if you want to stay sharp, then you have to figure out, how do I take care of my body? When am I sleeping? Am I getting enough rest? What am I eating? Am I eating things that are more junk food, or am I eating foods that are brain foods that are keeping me locked in? Y'all, those are huge. That's what's giving you energy to stay locked in when you are studying, so that when you sit down for an hour, it's actually an hour of focused studying as opposed to 10 minutes of focused studying and 50 minutes of just you sitting there looking at the book. Does that make sense? Or how many times do we pull out our phones and start, scrolling through Instagram or TikTok or, whatever. Like it happens all the time. So what am I doing to protect my mind? So a big part of that is focus. How am I controlling my focus time, right? How am I like serving my body? Meaning that I am actually, like, whether that's rest, whether that's what I'm eating, whether that's how I'm hydrating myself, whether that is the movement level. So am I walking once a day? Am I working out? All the things that give me life, I'm using those to make sure that I'm focused when I study and when I'm taking the test. Because if I'm not there, like locked in for either studying or the test taking, I'm not going to do as well as I'm capable of, period, right? That alone will increase your scores. Crazy, right? But it just makes sense, right? And the other part too is who you have around you. So when it comes to my mind, like, ask yourself, who are the five people? Like, have you ever heard the whole thing about you are the sum of the five people that you interact with the most, right? It's true, especially when it comes to something like the GRE, because that's where your focus goes, right? So if I'm around people that are like distracting me or bringing me down, or they're, they're very negative, or they're always complaining and all that, that is not serving your ability to be at your best mentally, especially if you're working a full-time job or you have a full class schedule and you're trying to figure out how to study on top of that. Those things will actually throw off your ability to stay focused and locked in right here. Does that make sense? So you have to enter into a season of saying no. Saying no, right? A season where you're like, okay, I have to learn how to say no to certain things. Like, if we're trying to go out partying for the weekend, I'm not going to do that because right now I gotta stay locked in on this. In fact, this works for everything else. Like, I think I did another video sometime back of how I got into PT school on my first time with no rejection letters. And that's one of the things that I had to do, was really get very, very serious about who I had around me. Because if I'm around people that are locked in, focused, diligent, consistent, they're always going to support the fact that I am trying to manage my time. But I'm also, when I'm around them, they're actually filling me up so that my energy level is actually transferring into my ability to stay locked in when I'm focusing and when I'm reading and when I'm studying and when I'm taking the exam, and also every other part of your application. Is this making sense, y'all? So let me know in the chat below if this is making sense. If this is making sense, perfect. If this is not making sense, then let us know, or take the opportunity at the very end where you'll be able to talk to one of our team members. So that's the first thing: focus, mind, body, who, focus. So the mind, right? That was part one. Part two is the plan. So remember, the three parts for the GRE is mind, plan, execute. This is what I taught them today, only that we did it for, we were talking with them for a whole day. So we dove deep. We're not gonna have that kind of time on this kind of a training, okay? So plan. So now my mind, I'm focusing on my mind. But what's my plan? Well, the plan is I need to figure out what I should be studying, right? And the way you figure that out is not by opening up YouTube and just figuring out, all right, what does the YouTube video say I should study? It's not by purchasing some program that gives you a study plan that's very generic that anyone can use. And the reason why that's important to understand is because your weaknesses on the GRE are not the same as the next student's weaknesses. So if your weaknesses are different, why are you studying the same? Is this making sense, right? If your weaknesses are different, why are you studying the same? So for the GRE, the first thing that you need to do is figure out what your biggest weaknesses are, right? Where are you losing the most points? That's the part you gotta figure out. One of the best ways to figure that out is actually taking a practice exam, right? If I take it, but take it in an environment that's actually similar to what you would do on a real test, right? No distractions, no phone, all the different things, taking the breaks, the three breaks, just like it's the real exam, same exact thing, making sure your family knows, don't distract, you know, I'm taking this like it's the real GRE so that you can figure out where you're actually at right now, right? But that's the only way we can figure out what our plan is only after we have figured out what our biggest weakness is. Does that make sense, right? So I take that test, I take that practice test, then the next thing for me is to do is to analyze it, right? Now, if you want our resources to help you analyze it, like schedule, like I'll give you an opportunity by the end of this training to do that and get on a call with us. And if we decide to work together, if it makes sense for us to work together, we will give you all of our tools, okay? But analyze, right? Meaning that I'm now looking at this practice test and figuring out, okay, which questions did I get wrong and why did I get them wrong? Because this is going to shape how you study. Is this making sense? Please, if you are not doing this, you're not even giving yourself a shot at giving yourself, like, at having a tailored study strategy for yourself. This is how you do it, right? Like, any student that works with us in any of our coaching programs, this is how we're teaching them to do it, and they're crushing it when they follow this, right? And so analyze. Which questions from the practice test did I get wrong and why? This is the piece, right? So there's usually three reasons why you'll get a question wrong on the GRE or practice test. You ready? So number one, I get a question wrong because I just didn't know it, right? So it's what I call a knowledge error, right? So a knowledge error is basically something that if you give me a day, if you give me a week, I still won't be able to figure it out because I just don't know that concept. Does that make sense? Like, I can guess, but that's about it, right? Like, it doesn't look familiar. I don't really know where to start. That's a knowledge error. Like, how many times have you ever seen a test where you're like, man, it looks like they just made this question up right before this, right? That's a knowledge error, right? So that's the first type of mistake that you can make, right? Or that's the first reason why you could get a question wrong. So categorize it. Is this a knowledge error? The second type of error is what we call an application error, right? So an application error is not necessarily a knowledge error because you know the concept, you're familiar with it. But even though you're familiar with it, you still haven't mastered it. Does that make sense? Those are the questions that you look at and you're like, man, like, I've seen this before. Just give me like 5 more minutes. I'll be able to figure it out. Give me 2 more minutes. It's at the tip of my tongue. Oh, if I just have another 30 seconds, I'll figure it out. That's an application error. I have not mastered it. I can't replicate it. I can't see that question, know what it's asking, and know exactly how to go about it, right? That's the bridge that we have to speed up so that whenever you see that question in the future, we want to get to the point where you see it, you're like, oh, I already know what to do. Boom, let's go. Answer, next question, right? And the reason why application errors are costing you big is because they're taking time away from other questions. These are the questions that we usually spend more time on, so now we end up rushing on other questions. So if I get the application error question wrong, then I'm also gonna get some other questions wrong that I shouldn't have gotten wrong. And that goes into our last one here in just a second, right? But knowledge error, number one, application error, number two, and then unforced error is number three. So unforced error are things, questions that I got wrong that I should have not gotten wrong. Have you ever looked at a test score, or maybe if you've taken the GRE already, or if you've taken a practice test, you look at it and you're like, I shouldn't have gotten that wrong. Like, I knew the answer. I knew how to do it. What was going on, right? Like, that's basically an unforced error, right? Those are questions that are costing you points, but if you could eliminate, like, imagine if you could eliminate your unforced errors, like, meaning that all the questions that you know how to do, you actually get right. Imagine how many points your GRE score would go just from that. right? And some of the biggest reasons for that, for unforced errors, is I'm rushing through the exam, or my pacing is not good, or my mental fatigue. So I haven't actually trained my mind to stay sharp for the duration of the exam. And you have breaks as well, right? But for the duration of the exam, like, I haven't worked on building up my mental endurance. So my brain just gets tired during the exam. Part of it goes to the mind stuff early on, right? If I haven't eaten the right stuff, if I haven't rested, you see how it starts to piece together. But unforced errors, we want to eliminate them. We want to eliminate unforced errors because they're costing you points and they shouldn't have to, right? We should only be dealing with the first two errors, but we all have unforced errors. But you won't know if you're having a lot of those unless you take a practice test and learn how to analyze it properly. Is this making sense, right? This is why if you just go straight into a prep book, you're probably wasting time, because you're gonna work on areas that might, either number one, are probably not your biggest weaknesses. And even if they are your biggest weaknesses, you don't know what type of error they are if you got them wrong on a test, which means that you won't know how to study for it. Because the way I prepare for an unforced error is very different than how I prepare for a knowledge error. It's very different from how I prepare for an application error. They're all very different. And as long as I understand that, then it'll shift the way I approach my studying. Does that make sense? And then the last part of plan is to organize it. Take that information, and now I organize it to actually figure out, okay, how am I gonna study this so that I can actually pour into it and absolutely crush it? And so we've covered mind. We've covered plan. Has this been helpful so far, by the way? For those of y'all watching this on YouTube, let me know in the chat below if this has been helpful so far. And then number three is execute. So execute is when I'm saying, okay, how much time a day do I need to execute? How much time do I need to be able to get the score that I need? We have a formula that we actually use with our students that helps them know, if I got this score on the quantitative section, how long will it take? If I follow the right study strategies, how many months will it take? How many points can I go up each month? Or how many points can I go up each month for the verbal section? Or how many points can I go up for the writing section? Which actually tells you how long you need to study. So if you have, let's say you only have 10 points to go, how long does it take for me on typically, how long does it take a student like me to go up 10 points on the quantitative section? And now it gives you a timeline so that you're able to plan your test at the appropriate time for you. Does that make sense? But if I learn how to, the mind part, if I lock that in, if I have my plan locked in, if I learn how to execute, now I can say, okay, cool, how much time do I need per day? For most students, anywhere between 2 and 3 hours is actually solid. You just have to learn how to optimize that. Do I break that up? When am I gonna be the sharpest? How do I allocate my time so I'm not having distractions? And make sure that that time that I'm using studying is not time where I'm just looking at the prep book, or time that I'm looking at whatever resource I'm using, but it's time that I'm using towards me getting sharper and more locked in on my ability to crush it when it comes to doing well on the GRE. Does that make sense? And so I know that this training was a little bit more kind of like, you know, nuts and bolts, but trust me, this is just the bird's eye view. Learning how to execute on this is something that if you feel confident, you're like, hey, I feel like I can execute this on my own, perfectly fine. But here's the thing, executing it has been done before, meaning that there's already a blueprint that we have built that actually shows you how to do this step by step by step by step by step, and gives you all the tools and all the resources to make this as straightforward as possible for you, so that your ability to get your 300 or 310 or 320 that you're looking for before you apply to PT school goes through the roof, and your ability to get into PT school also goes through the roof. So if you want help with that, and you want help with the other parts of your application to make sure you are a rejection-proof applicant, to make sure you have a very high chance of getting into PT school, I already told you before, that's what we do. So I would love to give you an opportunity to get direction and guidance from our team, and to see if you're actually a match to work with us throughout the duration of your application journey to make sure you get into PT school and through PT school. So if you want more of that, if you want that, then go to www.acceptedstrategy.com. www.acceptedstrategy.com. Go to that link. We will take care of the rest from there. And we look forward to speaking with you soon and helping you get one step closer to your dream of becoming a doctor of physical therapy. I hope this was helpful. If you're watching this, listening to this, please be sure to like, subscribe, share this out with someone else that you believe will be benefited by it. And if you need to save this and listen to it again and again and again, feel free to do that. But if you're like, yo, I don't want to do this the hard way, I want a proven layout of how to pull this off and every other part of my journey, go to www.acceptedstrategy.com. Go to that page. We'll tell you what to do next. We look forward to speaking with you soon. Have an amazing, amazing rest of your day. I'll see you on the next training. Bye.
What is up, guys? You've been listening to the Pre-PT Grind podcast, where we don't just help you get into PT school, but our mission is to make you the best physical therapist you can possibly be. And I have a quick question for you. Did you enjoy this episode? And if you did, I want to ask a huge favor. See, the biggest thing that helps this podcast grow and that will spread our message of helping pre-PTs get into physical therapy school without wasting time and money is if you rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast. What this basically does is tell the platforms out there that we're on is that you like our stuff, that we're doing something right, and that we're bringing value to you all, our audience. So if you can take about 3 seconds out of your day to rate, review, and subscribe to the Pre-PT Grind podcast and tell your friends about Pre-PT Grind, we would be forever, forever grateful to all of you. So thank you again for listening to another episode of the Pre-PT Grind podcast. We will see you on the next one.